希伯来书第十一章。
Sisters, let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. From this chapter, we'll read three verses.
十一章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
For by it the men of old gained approval.
我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared.By the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible.
我们再来读第六节。
Let's jump down to verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，还是应该说信神是啊，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
我们带点祷告。
Let's continue in a word of prayer.
父，我们感谢你，靠着你爱子的宝血，我们能够再次来到你的面前。
Father, we thank you that by the blood of your precious Son, that we can come before you once again.
我们一同侍立在你的面前，愿你自己向我们说话。
We bow before you that you would come to speak to us.
借着你在圣经上所说的话，再次在我们心中述说你自己的荣美。
And by the words that you share, that you speak.To us about your own beauty. May we lift up our hearts and give all the worship and praise to our Lord.
Amen.
And we pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们呢曾经有一段时间在交通主的登山宝训。
For a period of time, we have been sharing about the Sermon on the Mount.
那么主在罗马太福音确实花了大概三章的圣经呢，说到一个活在国度里面的人应该有怎么样的生活。
The Lord spent three chapters talking about a kind of person who would enter into His kingdom.
那么是不是应该有什么样的性格
？And what kind of character he had？
那么在教导他们完了这些宝贝的信息之后呢？主就下了山。
And after he shared this precious message with them, he went down the mountain.
他开始在地上三年半的服事。
And he started his 3.5 years of service.
那么有许多的人跟随我们的主。
And many people followed our Lord.
那么有门徒们跟随他。
The disciples.
有许多群众们跟随他。
And the various people.
那么在地上呢，主也行了许多神迹奇事。
And in that time, the Lord accomplished many miracles.
他叫那个。长大麻风的得洁净，他叫瘸子的行走，他叫这个瞎眼的人看见。
He cured those who had leprosy. He caused the lame to walk and the blind to see.
当我们来看这些跟随主的人的时候
，And when we see these people that follow the Lord，
发觉呢，那个他们身上一个最需要学习的功课呢。就是信心。
And when we study the lives of these people that followed the Lord, we see that one lesson that they all needed to learn was faith.
不但那些病得医治的人需要信心。
Not only did those whose sicknesses were healed need faith.
主跟他们说了，平平安安的回去吧，因为你的信救了你。
The Lord often said to them, go in peace, for your faith has saved you.
因为他们有信心在主的身上呢，主能在他们身上工作，叫他们的病得医治。
Because they had faith in the Lord could work in their lives and cause their sicknesses to be healed.
这些门徒们跟随主呢，这三年半，他们学习一个非常重要的功课，也是信心。
And these disciples that followed the Lord in these 3.5 years, an important lesson that they learned as well was faith.
他们呢，在跟随主的路上呢，他们的信心呢，有时高，有时低哈。
In their journey with the Lord, sometimes their faith was higher, or other times lower.
有的时候呢，他们真是因为看见主的荣耀，他们信了主，他们跟随主。
And sometimes when they saw the glory of the Lord, they believed in Him and they followed Him.
但是呢，常常对他们说啊，小信的人呢，为什么疑惑呢？小信的人呢，为什么惧怕呢？
And often, sometimes the Lord would say, ye of little faith, why do you turn back or why do you fear?
我在想呢，那么里面的这个感觉啊，就是潘伟能够借着几次的交通呢，那我们再来回来看这个信心最基本的功课。
And so I thought that in a few messages we should come back and go over some of these lessons of faith.
这实在是我们跟随主的人一生所要学的功课。
Because this is a lesson that those who follow the Lord have to spend their entire life studying.
那么在圣经里头呢，对于信心呢，其实并没有一个很清楚的定义啊，什么叫做信心？
The Bible doesn't seem to have a very clear definition of what it means to have faith.
那么他就是说信心，就叫说你们知道什么是信心。
And when the Bible talks about faith, sometimes it says, you know what faith is.
但是在希伯来书第十一章的时候，他告诉我们呢，一个信心有信心的人呢，他会有什么样的表现？
But in Hebrews chapter 11, it tells us, for someone who has faith, what kind of outward expression of it do they have?
如果我们没有这些表现的话呢，我们的信心呢，可能是需要那个再回到神的面前呢，再来寻求。
If we don't have this outward expression, we may need to reconsider our faith and come before the Lord again.
那在第一章啊，他的那个在第十一章第一节，他说呢，信呢是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
In Hebrews 11 verse 1 it says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
他一开始呢，把信心呢跟盼望这两件事情呢连在一起。
In the very beginning, the writer takes faith and hope and links them together.
在基督徒的追求的路上呢，信望爱啊是非常重要的那个功课要学的。
And in our Christian journey, these things, faith, hope, and love are very important lessons that we need to learn.
但常常呢，我们呢，信心跟盼望这两个事情呢，分不太清的，分不太开来。
Oftentimes, we take the concepts of faith and hope, and we can't really separate them very well.
我们说我们相信主他有一天要来。We
say we have faith that the Lord will one day return.
那么跟我们盼望主要再来，常常不是很清楚的能够分得清楚哈。And
other times when we say we hope that the Lord will return, that difference is not very clear to us.
但是呢，如果我们真的相信主有一天要来的话。
If we truly believe that the Lord will one day return, inside, do we hope for the Lord's return?
那么我们可能多年的教导带领呢，我们相信，就是里面越来越确据，相信主要来。
And in our many years of studying fellowship, we firmly believe that the Lord will truly return one day.
但是我们里头有没有那个盼望？
But do we have this hope within us?
他说：“如果我们真的有信心的话，
so if we truly have faith,
里面一定有那个盼望的。We
truly will have this hope.
那个盼望呢，显明了我们那个信心的真实。And
that hope, testifies of the truth of our faith.
那么不但是说，盼望呢，来，借着信心呢，那个显得，把信心显得更真实啊。Not
only does hope, demonstrate and reveal that our faith is true.
那么信心呢，它还做件事情呢，让我们呢所盼望的事情呢是那么样的确据，那么样的有把握啊，那么样的真实。And
likewise, faith makes our hope more solid, more real.
那我们呢，当我们在说到我们盼望主的国度的时候。
When we say we hope for the kingdom of the Lord.
那么那个盼望好像是很将来的，很遥远的啊。
That hope is often considered as something very far in the future.
那么有的时候多少多多少少有一点那个英文讲的 wishful，那个是或盼希望有啊，可能有啊。And
it often degenerates to this point where it's almost like wishful thinking, where we wish that it will happen, that it could happen.
特别呢，今天在那个基督教的世界里，有人呢认为有国度的，有些人认为是没有国度的啊。Especially
in today's church, that where some people believe that there will be a kingdom and some people believe that there won't.
那么，如果我们里头真的有那个信心的话，if
we truly have this faith,
那个盼望，对国度的盼望呢，不再是那样的遥远。 而不像那样子的没有去没有把握，而是那么的真实的在我们心里头，好今天就活在那国度的光中一样。
If we truly had this faith, then our hope in the kingdom won't be for something that's far off in the future or something uncertain. We would have this deep certainty of the kingdom, and we will live in it today.
所以呢，如果我们真的有这个真实的信心的话
，So if we truly have this faith,
那么圣经上给我们许许多多将来要发生的事情的盼望呢，在我们里面是那么样的真实，那么样有把握。
Then all these things that the Bible promises us that we have hope for would be truly certain in within us.
那么信心呢，还跟我们没有看见的事情、未见之事呢，做有密切的关系。
And faith is also something to do with the things that we have not seen.
他说信还是未见之事的确据。
It says that faith is the conviction of things not seen.
我们如何有信心呢？
So how do we have faith?
我们呢是因为看见那些事情有信心呢，还是因为我们没有看见自己有信心呢？
Is it because we've seen something so we have faith, or because we haven't seen something that we have faith?
我想没有一个基督徒啊，他的信心呢是不是他的信心的由来啊，不是因为他看见了一些事情。
I think that for every Christian, that our faith doesn't come because we have seen something.
一定是因为应该怎么讲？一定是因为我们看到了一些事情，我们才有信心的。
Actually, we should say that it is because we have seen something that we have faith. Definitely,
没有一个基督徒啊，他相信主啊，是因为他没有看见什么事情，他一定是看见了什么事情，他才信的。
There's no Christian that because he didn't see something has believed. He has to have seen something first.
他要不然是看见了一些基督徒的见证。
Whether he saw the testimony of some other Christians,
要不然就看见了那个主在身上的一些工作，一些神迹奇事
，or that the Lord has worked in his or her life and caused some work or a miracle.
要不然呢，就神呢在开启他里头，然后看见，哎呀，真是这宇宙真是有一位神
，or that the Lord Himself has opened their eyes and you see, oh, there is truly a God in this universe.
然后要不然看见他真是个罪人，他需要救主。
Or that he himself has seen that he is a sinner and that he needs a savior.
那门徒在地上，那些门徒们在开始跟随主的时候呢，他们是怎么跟随主的呢？
When the disciples first saw the Lord, how did they begin to follow him?
当约翰施洗约翰的两个门徒要来因着约翰的见证来跟随主的时候，
When John the Baptist and his disciples came to see the Lord and his disciples want to follow Jesus.
那么他们问耶稣说了，拉比你在哪里住啊？
These disciples asked the Lord, Rabbi, where do you live?
耶稣说你来看。
And Lord Jesus said to them, come and see.
他们呢跟主住了一个晚上呢，他们就发现这个人不一样。
And when they stayed with the Lord for a night, they found that this person was different.
其中的一个人是安德烈，就跟他哥哥跑去那个找他哥哥啊，西门彼得，跟他说我们碰到弥赛亚了。
And to the point where one of these disciples, Andrew, went to his went to find his brother, Simon Peter, and said, "We have found the Messiah."
当那个腓力信了主了以后呢，他去传福音给拿单叶。
And when Philip received, he spread the gospel to Nathaniel.
他说呢，那个摩西的上面所记载的，先知上面所说的那个人，我看见了，那么就是呢，拿撒的人，那个约瑟的儿子，拿撒的人耶稣。
And so he said, What Moses and the prophets have prophesied about, that person is Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
那么拿单跟他说，这个拿撒勒还能出什么好的呢？
And Nathaniel replied, What good can come out of Nazareth?
那么腓力没有说什么，他说你来看。
And Philip didn't reply.Very directly to him, he said, "Come and see."
那天呢，跟主耶稣，他跟主耶稣基督有一些交谈之后呢，他发觉他就说：“拉比啊，你是神的儿子，是以色列的王。
”And Nathaniel, after spending some time with the Lord, said to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel."
不但呢是他们开始的时候，他们的信呢是因为他们看见了主，他所做的事情。
And disciples, so they followed. the Lord after they saw the Lord and saw what he
had done. 他们一路上啊，他们信心的增长啊，也是因着看见主的行的许多些神迹奇事，做长了许多的话。
And the growth of their faith is because they followed the Lord and they saw all that he did.
但是信心呢, 他所着重的, 不仅仅是这些看见的事情,
but faith isn't solely focused on these things that they saw.
我们确实需要看见神所做的事情, 看见神自己的荣耀, 我们信心会增长。
We need to see the Lord and His glory and what the things that He has done for our faith to grow.
但是这个信心呢, 会要带领我们呢, 看见更许多我们从来没有见过的事情。
But this faith is meant to lead us to things that we hadn't seen before.
在我们的信仰里头, 有许多的事情我们从来没有见过的。
In our faith, there are many things that we have not seen before.
不要说将来的事情啊, 还没有发生我们没有见过。
Let's not speak of the things that haven't happened yet that we haven't seen.
那么许多圣经上所记载的过去发生的事情，我们也从来没有见过。
Many of the things that are recorded in the Bible that have occurred in the past, we haven't seen ourselves.
我们呢，从来没有见过那个摩西啊，他们怎么样过红海。
We haven't seen how Moses led the Israelites through the Red Sea.
我们呢，从来没有看见过主耶稣基督怎么在水面上行走。
And we haven't seen how the Lord Jesus walked across the surface of the water.
这许多事情，我们怎么知道他确实发生过呢？
How do we know that these things truly occurred before?
信心呢，它有一个果效啊，就让我们能够相信这许多事情从来没有见过的。
Faith has this effect of letting us believe in all these things that we haven't seen.
确实有许多事情是你必须看了你才信得来。True,
there are many things that you have to see first for you to believe in it.
但是一旦我们神把那个信心摆在我们里头的时候，But
as soon as the Lord places that faith within us,
他开了我们里面的眼睛，He
opens the eyes within us.
那么能够看见许多我们从来没有看见过的事。And
He lets us see so many things that we haven't seen before.
那么从一些事情从来没有见过，但是在我们里面是变成那么样的真实。
And all these things that we haven't seen or experienced before have within us become true.
那这是呢信心所带进来的果效。
And this is the effect of faith that it brings.
那么在那个，那么我们到底信什么呢？
Now what do we have faith in?
虽然圣经没有给我们很清楚的定义什么叫做信心啊。
Although the Bible doesn't define very clearly for us what faith is.
但是呢，它确实告诉我们我们信的到底里面的内容是什么。
But it does tell us what we have faith in.
在第六节啊，他说呢，人非有信呢，不能得神的喜悦啊。
In verse six, it says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please Him."
我们呢，信主以后呢，不单是我们得那个得蒙拯救了。After
we have faith and believe, not only do we have salvation.
我们呢，不受将来的审判。We
will not suffer the eventual judgment.
那神不再定罪了。
The Lord will not convict us of our sins.
但是一个信主的人呢，一生要这个追求的事情呢，就是都这过一个蒙神喜悦的生活。
But the thing that we would do is to live a life, to please the Lord.
唯有那个信心呢，让我们能够过一个那个蒙神喜悦的生活。
And only by faith can we live this life.
没有信呢，
pleasing to Him.
没有信呢，没有人能够得到神的喜悦。
Without faith, no one can live a life pleasing to the Lord.
那么我们信什么呢？
But what do we have faith in?
他这里说了两件事情。
There are two things that he mentioned.
他说到信心的内容。
First it says the content of our faith.
第一个呢，他说到呢，我们信神是啊，信有神呢，其实就是信神是。
The first is that we believe that God is.
我们信心的有个对象的。
We have this partner in faith.
我们信心的对象呢，是神他自己。
And that partner is God himself.
今天人讲信心的时候，
When people talk about faith today,
很多时候呢，不是圣经上所说的信心。
It's oftentimes not the faith that is talked about in the Bible.
我们常常说这个人呢，他非常有信心。
We may say this person has a great faith.
那么他做什么事情呢，那个他非常有把握。
And when he does something, he has this certainty about him.
我们对某个人很有信心。
And we have great faith in this person.
哎呀，这个人呢，曾经做过这些事情。你看他这个人过去那个 办过呢这个许多这个大的聚会，所以下一次办这番大聚会交给他就没错了，非常有信心。
And you know, we see this person in his past whenever he came to speak, he had a lot of people. So if we invite him again, our meeting will be a great success.
还有我们有时候对我们的工作非常有信心。
Or we have great faith in our work.
我们的这个工作非常过去非常的成功，我们在事业上非常成就，下一次这个事情交给我们的时候非常有信心，这是一定有把握做得来。
Or you know, I've done this work in the previously and it was done very well. So the next time this work comes to me again, I have great faith that when I do it, it'll go very well.
还是在圣经上所说的信心呢？
This is not what the Bible talks about.
那么
faith.
圣经上所说的信心呢，刚好是相反的。
When the Bible talks about faith, it is actually the opposite of this.
常常一个有信心的人呢，常是对自己是非常有信心的。
Sometimes when we talk about faith, someone who has faith has great faith in themselves.
哎呀，那个你越认识自己啊，你就对自己越没有信心。
But the more you know of yourself,the less faith you should have in yourself.
你越看见自己里面的败坏啊，里头啊。要不是神保守，我早就跌倒了，我早就不知道到哪里了。对自己越是越过越没有信心。
If we closely examine ourselves and we see how sinful we are, we would know that if it were not for the Lord's grace and mercy, we would have stumbled far earlier.
当圣经上说有信心的时候呢，他们是对我们这个神有信心。
So when the Bible talks about faith, it is faith in the Lord.
我们的信心的对象是神他自己。
Our faith is directed toward God Himself.
我们相信神他是。
We believe that God is.
哎呀，他是一切那个宇宙的源头。
He is the source of all that is in the universe.
所有的万物所看见的、不能看见的，都是来自于神他自己。
All that we see and cannot see, comes from the Lord Himself.
他是万物的那个起头，他也是万物的终结。
He is the beginning of all things and the end of all things.
他还是一切那个众善的源头。So, the all good, all goodness.
Oh, he is the source of all good.
哎，你是要你要认识什么叫做圣洁嘛
？Do you want to know what righteousness, holiness is?
如果我们没有看见神的圣洁的话，我们不知道什么叫圣洁。
If we did not see God's holiness, we wouldn't know what holiness is.
你要认识什么是公义嘛？
You want to know what righteousness is?
你要如果不是看见神他自己公义的话，不知道什么叫做公义。
If we didn't see God's own justice, we wouldn't know what justice is.
人的公义跟神的公义是相差的多么的远啊！
Man's justice and God's justice are so different.
那么我们常常用人的想法来用人的那个角度来想神的事情。
Often we may take man's viewpoint and apply it to God.
如果你要认识什么是神的公义的话，
if you want to know what God's justice,
你必须来看十字架。
You have to see the cross.
神的十字架说到一件事情。
And the cross tells us of something.
神的公义的标准是这么样的高。
The bar for God's justice is so high.
高到一个地步呢，没有任何人能够达到的。
It's such a point that no one can achieve it.
如果照着神的要求来讲的话，所有的人都要灭亡的。
And if we look from God's point of view, everyone would be destroyed.
但是神的公义呢？他是他自己来达到的。
But God's righteousness, He Himself accomplished.
借着他的儿子的死呢，他满足他自己公义的要求。
And by the death of His own Son, He satisfied His own righteous requirements.
如果神的公义的标准稍微降低一点的话。
If the Lord lowered his bar,
那么神的儿子不需要上十字架了。
Then God's son didn't need to die on the cross.
我们要认识什么是爱的，什么是爱嘛
？If we want to know what love is,
哎呀，世上的爱啊，那个讲的爱实在是太多的爱了哈。朋友之间的爱，这个亲友之间的爱，很多很多的爱。
If we talk in the world today, when we talk about love, there's so many different kinds of love between friends, love between family.
你要认识什么是爱嘛？
If you want to know what love is,
你要什么要认识什么是那个哥林多前书十三章里面所说的爱嘛
？If you want to know the love that is spoken of in 1 Corinthians 13,
无缘来到神的面前
，then you have to come before the Lord.
你看见认识神他自己，你才知道什么是爱。
You have to know the Lord Himself, then you would know what love is.
神是啊
God is.
他是一切善的源头。
He is the source of all good.
他还是智慧的源头。
The source of all wisdom.
你要知道什么是智慧吗?
You want to know what wisdom is?
你们要知道什么是知识吗?
Knowledge. You want to know what knowledge is?
你要知道什么是谋略吗? Counseling.
You want to know what counsel, good counsel, is?
唯有来到神的面前。
Then you have to come before the Lord.
当你认识神他自己的时候,
when you know the Lord Himself,
你才知道什么是真智慧。
Then you would know what true knowledge is.
所以这是难道在圣经上也叫说，我敬畏耶和华呢，才是智慧的开端呢。
And so the Bible tells us that the beginning of wisdom is the knowledge of God. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Right,
so 我们什么是信心呢？信心的内容呢？
So what is faith?
信心的内容呢是信神他自己，信神他是。
So the beginning of or the content of faith is believing in the Lord and knowing that He is.
信神是一切的源头。
That He is the source of all things.
那么还信的信心呢还有另外一面。
And there's another side to faith.
当我们相信神他是了以后。
After we believe that the Lord is,
那么下一步是什么呢?
What is the next step?
我们就停在这里了吗?
Do we just stop here?
信心呢,还带着我们走下一步路。
But faith leads us to take another step.
信心呢,带我们呢,来寻求神。
Faith asks us to follow the Lord.
我们信呢,神赏赐那些寻求他的人。
And we believe that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him.
只要我们里头有那个心愿意来寻求神。
If we have this heart, to seek the Lord.
那么神呢,
then the Lord will truly reward us.
他的最大的赏赐呢, and
His greatest reward is for us to know more of Him and to have greater faith in Him.
那么在希伯来书第11章里面呢,
and so in Hebrews 11, there's all these testimonies about faith.
每一个信心的人呢，信的这见证者呢，他们都在一个一点上面呢，他们经历信心，他们学习信心。
And all of these witnesses, they on one point experience faith at one point.
我们呢，如果要真的认识那个什么是信心的话，
if we want to know what faith is.
要认识那个信心的完备的信心的话,
if we want to know the completeness, fullness of faith.
那么我们必须把这第十一章里面所有的见证人他们的经历啊，都好好的来交通我们来研读。
We would have to examine all of these witnesses of faith, and examine their lives clearly.
不过在想。 在想呢，就像这些见证人一样啊，那么我们的是非常有限啊，我们呢这一生的有限，能够在一点上面哈，能够学习的，在信心上有在圣经上有学习的话，就非常宝贵了。If
we were like these witnesses of faith and had this one experience of faith, then we would learn a great deal.
那么神把这些人的例子摆在我们前面呢，那么就让我们呢里头有些认识，有些学习啊，看神在什么哪哪些事情上来带领我们。
The Lord has placed the histories of these people before us so that we can read and have some understanding of what faith is.
那我里面的负担呢，也是想从前面五个例子啊，来看那个信心的内容。
So my burden is to take the first five examples of faith and examine them.
我们呢，如何在这信心的功课上面有长进？
How can we continue to learn about faith?
那么在什么事情上呢，我们呢要更多的认识，来竭力的追求认识神。
And what things do we need to pursue the Lord and know more about Him?
第一个呢，我们要看见信心呢跟神的创造之间的关系。
First, we should consider faith and the Lord's creation.
那第二个呢，它是信心呢跟我们被称义之间的关系。
The second would be faith and our justification.
那是借着亚伯的例子来让我们看的。
And by the example of Abel.
那么第三个呢, 是借着与神的信心呢, 与神同行, 啊, 一个有信心的人呢, 他是怎么样与神同行呢?
The third point is, how does someone with faith walk with the Lord?
就是借着以诺的那个例子来让我们更多的认识。
And that will be the example of Enoch.
那第四个让我们看见呢, 信心呢, 跟神的审判之间的关系。
The fourth would be faith in its relation to God's judgment.
借着挪亚的例子来看。
Through the example of Noah.
那第五个呢, 是信心呢, 跟神将来所要赐的基业之间的关系。
And the fifth point would be faith in the Lord's inheritance that he would give to us.
那借着亚伯拉罕, 让我们更多的认识, 那个, 对, 这一方面, 对神的, 那个信心的认识。
And that would be the example of Abraham.
我想我们今天呢, 就来, 就, 着重在, 那么信心跟神的创造之间的关系。
So today let's focus on creation and its relationship to faith.
那说呢, 第三节他说呢, 我们因着信呢, 就知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的。 这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来。
And Hebrews 11 verse 3 says, By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible.
这是我们信心的起步啊。
This is one of the first steps of our faith.
我想, 大部分的基督徒啊, 信主的时候呢, 都先在这一点上面呢,
I think that every Christian, when we first come to know the Lord, this topic of creation is something that we first learn a little bit about.
他说信呢, 我们应着信呢, 知道这是诸世界的,
when we have faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God.
信心的第一步呢, 让我们知道有神。
The first step of faith is that we know that there is a God.
也知道呢, 神呢, 是这个宇宙的创造者。
And that he is the creator of this universe.
那我们是, 我们是从那个, 哪里来, 往哪里去呢?
So where are we from and where are we going?
这是我们常常要有问的问题。
This is a question that we often ask.
那么我们怎么, 我们为什么要生在这个, 活在这个世上面?
Why are we living on this world?
那这跟神的创造有密切的关系的。
And so this has a relationship with God's creation.
当我们认识，我们相信这整个世界是借着神，它是神所创造的时候。
When we understand that this whole universe is created by God.
那么我们才知道我们将来的结局，我们将来的目的，为什么被被被为什么活在这个世上。
Then we would know our future, why we are living in this world.
这个整个世界。 是神用他的大能所创造的。
This whole universe was created through the great power of the Lord.
而且呢, 他是借着他的话所创造的。
And it was created by his word.
我想这个世界呢, 我们今天在世上也常常说我们要创造, 我们要发明,
And so often in this world we may say we want to create or invent something.
但是呢, 人的创造发明呢, 都是从一些可以看见的东西做出来的,
But man's creations are all made from things that we can see already.
不管有什么新的产品也好, 新的一些作品也好, 都是从一些, 一些, 最基本的一些物质, 我们把它凑在一起, 并在一起, 哈, 那个, 做出一个新的东西。
Whether it's some material or a finished good, They're all made from something that we can see already.
但是神在创造的时候,
but God's creation.
在那里也没有任何东西, 啊, 在这之前什么都没有,
it started with nothing. There was absolutely nothing to begin with.
他没有办法就像我们今天拿一些最简单的物质, 拿来我们做个地球, 一个地柱子, 拿做个太阳, 那时候什么都没有,
It's not like today where we may say we can take you know, some elements and make a world or some other material and make a sun.
那么神呢,
the Lord himself used his word to make the universe.
神说要有光就有了光,
the Lord said, let there be light, and there was light.
神呢, 当他说的时候, 我们说, 我们知道, 说话是一个人的发表, 对不对?
And so the Lord spoke. So when we talk about speaking, it is the expression of that person.
当我们在讲话的时候呢, 就把我们这个人所示的, 那个, 显出来,
when we're speaking, it expresses who we are as a person out.
所以当神在说话的时候,
so when the Lord spoke,
他借着说话来创造世界的时候,
when he spoke to create the universe,
他是把他自己的彰显出来,
he's expressing himself out.
他把他里面一切的丰满呢, 借着他的话呢, 表明出来,
he expressed his fullness through his word.
那哥罗西书说呢，这万有呢是借着他造的，是在他里面造的， 而且是为他造的。
In Colossians it says, all things were created by him,
through him
and for him.
就是through him，这个in him啊，正好是翻成，是在他里面，在他里面造的。那么整个万有呢，是神他那个丰盛的发表。
So the whole universe is an expression of the Lord.
当神在创造用这句话来创造这个世界的时候,
so when the Lord used his word to create this universe,
他把他里面那个丰富,他的丰满呢, 借着万物又显明出来。
He expressed the his own fullness in all of creation.
就是我们来看的话, 这世界呢, 神是从无变为有的神。
From our point of view, so he brought into existence things that did not exist before.
但是这个世界之所以会有呢，是因为神他原来有。 啊，他自己丰满呢，里头所发表出来的，这那个创造今天这美丽的世界。But
it didn't exist outside, but it was within the Lord, and He expressed it outwardly. So now we have this universe.
所以我们如果我们越来越多来认识神所有的创造的话呢，我们就来越多认识神的自己。So
as we understand more of the Lord's creation today, we understand more of the Lord Himself.
然后知道这信心呢, 要成长呢, 有一个非常的关键,
so, in order for our faith to grow, we have to have
a key point.
This key point.
就是要认识那个信心的对象,
to understand our partner in this faith.
我们越认识神他自己的话呢, 我们是里面的信心的越, 这个越加的丰满。
The more we know the Lord, the more our faith is made full.
没有一个人呢, 他会相信主啊, 除非他认识主。
No one would believe in the Lord unless they knew the Lord.
没有一个人呢, 能够在信心上增长啊, 除非他认识, 一天比一天更认识他的神。
And no one would grow in their faith unless day after day they know more and more about the Lord.
为我们一天比一天更认识神, 我们的信心呢, 才能够跟着一天一天的增长。
Only if we day by day learn more about the Lord will our faith grow.
那么我们怎么认识我们的主呢?
So how do we know more about our Lord?
神是创造宇宙万物的神, 那么他是那么大, 我们如何认识他?
God is the creator of the whole universe. He is so great. How do we know or learn about him?
除非神启示他自己, 没有人能够认识他。
Unless the Lord reveals himself, no one would know him.
那么神怎么样启示他自己呢?
So how does the Lord reveal himself?
神的启示呢, 它主要是在两个方面的。
The Lord reveals himself in two general ways.
一个呢, 是借着我们所赐给我们圣经, 借着圣经来启示他自己。
One, through the Bible which he has given to us.
一个呢, 就借着他所创造来启示他自己。
And the other is through the creation.
大卫在诗篇第19篇的时候呢, 他这么说。
David in Psalm chapter 19 says this.
诗篇19篇呢, 从这两个方面呢, 来让我们认识 那个神的美丽。
Psalm 19 from these two points shows us the beauty of the Lord.
一开始他说呢, 诸天呢, 述说神的荣耀。
First he starts with, the heavens are telling of the glory of God.
穹苍传言他的手段。
And their expanse is declaring the work of his hands.
这日到那日发出言语, 这夜到那夜传出知识。
Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge.
你知道吗? 整个那个宇宙, 创造的宇宙啊, 都在诉说神他自己的荣耀。
All of creation talks about the glory of the Lord.
都在传扬他自己所工作的手段。
And they're declaring the works of his hand.
他们的粮袋是通遍天下的, 他们那个这里的他们, 其实是他们啊, 他们的粮袋, 他们的声音啊, 不断地在向我们说话。
It says,
第四节,
verse 4, their line had gone out through all the earth, this, and their utterances to the end of the world. This there is all of creation.
中文翻的是他是单数啊, 其实英文是多数的是他们啊,
In the Chinese translation, this day was singular in English, it's plural.
我们如果呢,我们把那个耳朵竖起来听的时候啊,你要真是有那个器官,你会听到他在讲话。
And if you carefully listen and you had the capacity to hear, you would hear that creation is speaking.
我那天看到一个短短的介绍,他说呢,你知道所有的星球啊,它都会说话。
I read this short article that said, did you know that all the planets speak? Or stars?
Planets. 他把那个他们每一个星球，他们都会发出一种电波哈。电波你要把它转换成声音的话，他们声音都不一样的。他才把那声音放出来，这是谁的？这个星球的声音，那真是的，哇 ，amazing 啊！
So the article basically says that every star is broadcasting a radio frequency, and if you tune carefully, you can hear each star in its own frequency, and you can tell that, you know, this frequency, this sound is this star, and this sound is that star.
当然这里讲的不是指的那个物质上的声音啦, 我想这是神在借着宇宙在向我们说话。
And so the Bible here isn't talking about this, these basic sounds, but he's saying that the whole universe is speaking, all creation is speaking.
如果我们关闭了我们肉身的耳朵的话,
if we close our fleshly ears, and we open our spiritual ears, we would hear all the creation has to say to us.
在诉说神的荣美,
and they're telling of the glory of God.
他在传扬神他工作的手段,
and are telling, declaring the works of his hand.
好像是没有声音的, 好像是听不到的,
to us it seems that there is no sound and that we can't hear it.
如果神开启我们的话, 我们真的会听见他们在向我们讲话。
But if the Lord opens us up, we can hear what they're saying.
这是一个方面啊。
This is one hand.
然后呢, 他底下呢, 他继续就说呢, 他对第七节到第九节, 他就说到神的话语的, 是那个美丽啊, 神的话语的那个, 那个荣美啊。
If we continue on in verse 7 through 9, David says, you know, the words of the Lord are so precious.
那神的话呢, 能叫那个苏醒人的心。
The word of the Lord can awaken.
神的话呢, 能够叫人有智慧。
Can give us wisdom.
神呢, 叫人的心能够快活。
That our hearts can be enlightened.
神的话能够明亮人的眼目。
And can enlighten our eyes.
哎呀，那个如果我们阅读神的话了之后呢, 我们里面的灵被开启呢, 越多认识, 能够看见神他自己的荣美。
If the Lord opens us, we can see more of His word and how precious they are.
那么要认识神的话呢, 必须要常常来读主的话。
If we want to know the Lord, we have to often read His word.
那这两件事情呢, 不是彼此那个, 它是彼此那个, 它是彼此互补的。
These two things aren't
complement,
they are complementary. Right.
一面我们常常来读主的话。
On one hand, we'd often read God's word.
一面我们也来欣赏, 我们来认识神他自己的创造。
On the other hand, we would enjoy and recognize God's creation.
其实神的话里面有很多很多的话, 都来诉说描述神他自己他在创造的荣美。
The Bible itself actually contains many places that describe how glorious God's creation is.
是神的话告诉我们，常常举目来看神他自己的创造。
The Bible itself tells us to often consider and examine God's glorious creation.
那么我们呢，越多的认识神的创造。
As we more and more understand God's creation.
我们的里面的神的认识越发的加深。
Then our understanding of the Lord will continue to grow.
在罗马书第一章里头啊，第二十节他这么说。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 20 it says,
他说自从创造天地以来啊，神的永能跟神性是明明可知的，虽然眼不能见了，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人能够无所推诿。
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, been understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse.
这是告诉这神的话，告诉我们如何来认识神的永能跟神性。
So the Bible tells us how we can understand God or know his eternal power and divine nature.
借着神他自己的创造。
Through the creation of his world.
借着神的创造，我们来看见神他自己的永能。
Through his creation, we can see his eternal power.
永能啊, eternal power, 不但是说到他从永远到永远啊，神的能力啊没有改变。
So this eternal power tells us that from eternity past, eternity future, his power has never changed.
他这个永能呢，也说到神的那个能力，在任何一点上，他都是无限量的。
And this eternal power also tells us that in any situation, his power is without limit.
我们的人呢是活在有限的空间里头。
We live in a very limited and constrained way.
我们对于无限的这个只是一个观念，一个抽象的观念呢，我们不知道什么叫做无限呢。So
when
infinite,
we think of infinity, it's just a concept to us, and we can't really experience it.
哎，如果来我们来看看神的那个创造的话，你就能够对神的那永能呢，稍微有一点点的，稍微看到一点点。And
if we see, examine God's creation, we can understand a very little bit about infinite.
你知道我们这个宇宙有多大吗？
Do you know how big our universe is?
我们对于那个距离啊，那个是非常非常的观念非常非常的有限的。Our
understanding of distances is extremely limited.
在他们在说到这个宇宙之间的时候，它是那个距离是用光年来计算的。When
we talk about distances within the universe, we talk about in distance measured in light years.
那么光走一年，它的距离是多少？
How far does light travel in 1 year?
那么光从这里呢到月亮啊，要多久啊？
How long would it take light to travel from here to the moon?
一秒半就到了。
Second and a half, one and a half seconds.
那么光从太阳照到我们这里要多久啊？
How long would it take light to travel from the sun to us?
8分多点就到了。
In about 8 minutes.
9,000万迈啊，八分钟就到了。93 million miles.
Yeah, 93 million miles from Earth to the Sun in
8 minutes.
光走一年了，你可以想象多久？ And so the distance light travels in a year. Can you imagine that distance?
你知道从宇宙的这边到这边来走，科学家也只能够推测了哈，他没办法真正的这是。 确实的数字，他说呢，走走走，就是我们能够看见的宇宙啊，光从这一边走到那边呢，要走多久啊？
So from one end of the universe to the other end of the universe, the distance is so big we can't even accurately measure it. We have to give an estimate. So how long would it take light to travel from one end of the universe to the other?
这是 93 billion light years.
That big.
它是930亿。 光年从这边走那边
93 billion light years to travel from one end of the universe.
我就是看到这些数字，我脑袋就大了哈。
So when I see these numbers, my mind is blown.
那么你们，我知道我们这地球所在的这个星系有多大，这个银河系啊，没有几位。
So just our galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy. How big is the galaxy?
从这边呢到那边呢，大概是。 100,000光年。
So from one end of the galaxy to the other, it's about 100,000 light years.
那么整个宇宙有多少个星系呢?
And in the whole universe, how many galaxies are there?
我以前的知道，他这很早以前呢，就说他大概是几年前呢，他们是说100到100 to 200 billion galaxies， 1000到2000亿个星系，像我们这个星系，像银河系一样。
So I read, you know, several years ago that they estimated there were 100 to 200 billion galaxies in the universe.
去年10月呢，他们有个大学，他们发的研究啊，他们说，其实我们今天这只是我们今天最好的哈勃那个太空望远镜所能看到的，大概只能看到的，真正大概只有十分之一。
And so this study that came out in last October said this was our best estimate based on what the Hubble telescope can see, and we estimate that that's only, you know, 1/10 of what's actually out there.
所以这个整个宇宙可能有 2 trillion galaxies, 两兆个星系。
And so this universe can contain as much as 2 trillion galaxies.
哎呀，你这那个。 稍微看一看呢，大概给我只能看了这么一点点呢，看见神呢，什么叫做神的永远的能力啊，无限的那个能力。And
so this creation can give us the small hint of what God eternal power is really like.
那科学家让我们看见这个人的身体啊是多么样的精密啊，不要说是那么大了，它的宇宙的，我们这个人的是精密啊，人的一穷一生啊都研究不了。
And forget about big things. Let's talk about just our bodies. When scientists are studying our body, they can study our body for their entire lives. It's that complex, and they won't understand it fully.
它不但是显明神的永远的能力。Not
only does creation talk about God's eternal power, it also talks about His divine nature.
我们的神呢，是什么样的一位神呢?
What kind of God is our God?
我们今天呢，那个是讲到这个人是讲到说这个人的领袖的能力哈，说到一个公司的领袖能力，就要看他的眼光看得大不大啊，他的那个格局够不够广啊。When
we talk about a person leading a company, we often talk about is his vision for the company, you know, broad, you know, are his plans wide enough for the company?
我们的神呢？ 他的眼界是宇宙这么样的大，只不过只是一点点而已，对神来讲的话。Our
Lord's vision is at least as large as the universe, and that's only a little bit of what the Lord's power is.
我们常常看到一些很小很小的事情呢，我们就钻到里头，我们出不来。When
we examine something that's very small, we may, you know, drill down to it. And not be able to come back up.
但是我们的神呢，他所他的眼界，他所做的事情啊，远远超过我们所能想象的。But
when the Lord, His vision, what He accomplishes or does, it is far beyond what we can imagine.
借着他的创造呢，我们对神他的性情，他所示的，有一点点的认识。Through
His creation, we can understand a little bit more about Him.
难怪大卫呢，他在每次在思想神的创造的时候，
it's no wonder that when David considered the Lord's creation,
他里头呢就发出感谢，发出赞美。
He would within himself produce thanksgiving and praise to the Lord.
诗篇139篇呢，他这么说。
Psalm 139 says,
他说呢，这个。 我要称谢你，因为我的受造呢奇妙可畏，因为你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。I
will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well.
大卫呀，他那时候那个时代的人都没有今天这科学啊，对人的认识那么那样的清楚。
In David's time, the people then didn't have their scientists didn't have as much understanding of the human body as we do.
就算是救了他们所能够知道的, 他里头就发出赞美, 感谢。
And even for what he knew then, he offered up his praise and thanksgiving.
他说我的肺腑是你在这里造的, 我在母腹当中你就已经复辟了我, 13节。
It says, for you formed my inward parts, you wove me in my mother's womb.
那么15节我在暗中受造呢, 在地的深处呢,
Verse 15, my frame was not hidden from you, when I was made in secret.
当大卫在想一件事情, 我是怎么来的?
So when David considered something like, where am I from?
在我出生之前, 我是什么样子的?
Before I was born, what was I like?
我怎么就在母腹当中, 这个父母的一结合, 我就在他母腹之中就长出来了呢?
How did I come to be in my mother's womb? How did I grow there?
那么他越思想了里头啊, 越觉得奇妙, 实在是一个奇妙的事。
When he considered such things, he said that these are a wonderful mystery.
那么因此呢, 他里头, 起了敬畏的心啊，这你这你我的受造奇妙，而且可畏啊，可怕啊，那畏惧起了敬畏的心啊。And
so it created in him a heart of awe, where he considered how fearfully and wonderfully made he was.
他越思想啊，他里头说你的作为实在奇妙，是我心所真知道的。Says,
"Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well."
那么当他是想到这件事的时候。
And when he considered these things,
他呢,这里头起来赞美,我要称谢你,我要感谢你。
He got up to praise the Lord.
实在是你奇妙的手呢,让我能够受造出来,能够今天能够站在你的面前。
It is by your hands that I've been made and I can stand before you today.
那么在启示录第四章的时候啊, 他那里也说那个有个宝座的意象。
And in Revelation chapter
4, there's
these four creatures that are standing around a throne that they are never ceasingly praising the Lord.
每一次那个四活物称谢赞美的时候呢，24位长老就在那里俯伏敬拜。
And every time these four creatures praise the Lord, the 24 elders surrounding the throne will bow and worship and praise the Lord.
他们敬拜什么呢?
And what are they worshiping?
他说我的主,我们的主,我们的神,你是配得荣耀,尊贵,权柄的。
Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为呢,你曾创造了天万物,并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
For you created all things, and because of your will, they existed and were created.
24位长老呢,他是为了... 因着神他的创造,荣耀的创造, 他们在那里敬拜神。These
24 elders, they praise the Lord because of his creation.
单单看见神他自己的神的创造, 就让他们俯伏敬拜, 把他们的冠冕都摆在宝座面前。
Only just the Lord's work of creation caused these 24 elders to cast their crowns before the throne and praise the Lord.
很多时候我们的敬拜呢，这我们赞美，我们感谢，我们为了我们的受造，为了我们的得蒙到救恩，我们感谢神，我们赞美神。
Oftentimes we would give thanks and praise the Lord for our own creation and all the things that we have received.
当中我们看见神他荣耀的创造的时候。
But when we see the Lord's glorious creation,
就足以把我们的一切颂赞荣耀归于他。
When these elders saw the Lord's creation, they gave all the glory and honor and power to the Lord.
这个创造呢，不是没有目的的。
And this creation wasn't without a reason.
神这创造宇宙万物呢，不是他那个突发奇想，就你想到什么，就造个世界。
The creation wasn't a whim of Lord that he thought of something and then he decided to make it.
万物是因着你的旨意被创造而所有的。
Because of your will, they existed.
所有的万物之所以能够存在。
This whole universe and all that it contains.
因为是因为呢神他的永远的旨意。
It persists because of God's eternal will.
每一件。 受造的事，我们所能看见的东西，都跟神的用的旨意有关系的。
All that we can see is related to God's eternal will.
都是因为神在创世以前有那个一个心意，他要做一件事情。 所以他创造了这个宇宙，他创造宇宙是有目的的。
And it's because he had this design, this will, and he created all things.
整个宇宙呢是为他儿子创造的。
And he created this whole universe for his son.
这个宇宙呢是为着神的儿子而造的。
And this universe was created for his son.
但是我们有这样子的看见的话，
if we have this understanding,
我们人就不会轻轻看看，就轻忽的看到这那个随随便便啊，觉得这创造就是这么一回事情啊。 我们是要对那个看见呢，神呢创造这些事情，有他永远的心意在里头。We
wouldn't take lightly all the things around us and say, "Oh, this is just creation; this is the way it is." But we'll see that it is related to God's eternal purpose.
当我们呢哪天呢，我们走在那个晚上出去散步的时候，
when we go take a walk.
没有很多路灯的话，
if there are no not that many street lights,
我们看见那个白在我们头上的那个穹苍，
and we see the expanse above us,
看见那美丽的繁星的时候，
we see the stars,
我们学习啊，来看见神他自己的荣美。
We should study how to see the Lord's own beauty,
更多认识神他自己的能力。
Understand more of God's strength, eternal power, and His divine nature.
我们就也能够学习像二十四位长老一样的夫妇敬拜。
And we will learn to be like these 24 elders and fall and worship.
圣经上很多的话呢，让我们看见呢，我们的要那个认识神的创造啊，借着神创造了，我们来赞美，我们来荣耀，我们敬拜我们的神。
The Bible often tells us to consider God's creation, and in doing so, worship and praise the Lord for it.
神的创造呢，真是要叫我们谦卑呀。
God's creation truly causes us to be humble.
多少时候呢，我们不认识神。
How many times is it because we don't know the Lord?
我们不肯来相信神。
And we don't want to believe in the Lord.
因为我们里头啊有那个骄傲。
Because we have this pride within ourselves.
觉得我们是个什么样的人物。
That we are this kind of being.
但是你让你来看到神的创造的时候，
but when we consider God's creation,
像大卫的诗篇第八篇里面讲的，
as David in Psalm 8 did,
他说我呢观看你指头所造的天呢，
when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers,
并且呢圣经说橙色的日月星宿，
and the moon and stars which you ordained,
以后这样立刻就说了，他说人算什么？
David immediately considered, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him.
哎呀，大卫啊，那时候我养大卫，那时候比我们现在有福的福有福气的多哈。
And I think that David was much more blessed than we.
如果他这个时候是在旷野牧羊的时候写的话，
if he wrote this when he was out in the wilderness,
那时候
shepherding sheep,
那地上没有像现在的光的污染啊，我们看不见天上啊。
And there's not as much light pollution as we have today, and you can see the stars.
他在旷野牧羊的时候，那整个天啊，那个什么，没有任何看见那个天上的繁星的荣美啊，大卫啊站在那里啊，在那里发出赞美，发出惊叹。
And when he was out shepherding the sheep late at night, and he could see all of the stars, he could see the beauty of all creation. He offered up this praise.
里面的一个直接的一个反应。
So this immediate reaction within himself.
人算什么？
What is man?
但是你竟眷顾他,
that you take thought of him.
世人算什么?
And the son of man.
但是呢，神竟顾念他们,
that you care for him.
哎，一面呢，那个神的美丽创造，让我们里面能够谦卑下来服服。
When we see all of creation, it causes us to be humble and bow before the Lord.
一面让我们里面能够感恩,
and we can give thanks.
看我们这么样渺小的人,
that the Lord takes care of such a small,
这么微不足道的人,
someone so insignificant,
神居然还眷顾我们,
that the Lord would care for us.
当我们在这经历过难处的时候,
and when we experience difficulty,
当我们呢经过许多的患难的时候,
when we experience all sorts of
我们要学习来看神的创造,
we have to consider learn to consider God's creation.
在约伯记里面呢, 一面我们看见约伯, 他这个人确实是神所看重的人。
In Job, On one hand, we see that Job is someone that the Lord has taken special attention to.
当撒旦攻击他之后，他还靠着神的名能够站立得住。
And even when Satan attacked him, he would still remain firm in the Lord.
但是他的三个朋友来的时候,
but when his three friends came,
用许多言语来激动他的时候,
and with various words, they provoked him.
他里面也发出了许多的怨言,
he expressed all sorts of complaints within himself.
他也问了神的许许多多的问题,
he asked so many different questions.
质问神呢，说你为什么这样子对待？为什么苦待我？为什么修筑山路来攻击我？
He asked the Lord, you know, why are you mistreating me? Why am I being attacked?
So, 为什么这样的撕裂? 我到底犯了什么错?
You know, what did I do that was wrong?
一个公义完全人, 受到还既然受到朋友这样的讥笑, 就有别人这样的轻看,
for such a righteous person that he was to the point where he was attacked by his friends and ridiculed by them.
反倒那些恶人啊, 他们是吃得饱足啊, 他们那个, 还受中正寝的。
And considering all the evil around him, that they were eating so well, and then they had all these things.
那个神你的公义在哪里?
So he asked, where is God's righteousness?
哎呀，基本上呢，你把他那个大概三章到三十一章他里面讲的话，大概只能就归纳一句话。
If you can sum up all Job said in, you know, chapters 3 to 31 in this one phrase.
用我的话来讲啊。
In my words,
约伯大概在问呢，说神啊，你到底知不知道你在做什么？
He's probably asking the Lord, Lord, do you know what you're doing?
神向他显现，
and so God revealed Himself to him.
那么神也向他说了好多话，
and the Lord said many things to him.
但是约伯所问的一个问题，神一个问题他都没有回答。
But all of Job's questions that he asked, the Lord didn't answer any one of them.
神只带约伯看做一件事情，
the Lord, did one thing for Job. He took Job and revealed and showed him all of his creation. He says, where were you when I laid down the foundations of the earth?
如果你知道,
if you know, then tell me.
你可知道这个海的界限是谁给他立的吗?
Do you know, when I lay down the boundary of the seas?
你曾经领过把那个十二宫天上的星能够领出来吗? 你这个天上的星辰是从哪里来的呢?
Do you know where the stars in the sky come from?
他也带他来看他的地上的这些走兽们。
And he also showed all these creatures on the earth.
看看这个狮子他们的作为。
See these lions, where they are.
看着这些野山羊，看着这些马，看着这些骆驼，看着这些鸵鸟，看着这些河马，看着这些鳄鱼，你能够明白他们所做的事情吗？
So these goats, the lambs, the camels, the crocodiles, and these birds. Do you know where, how they live their lives?
如果你这些都不明白的话，
if you can't understand all of these things,
你在质问我什么呢？
What are you accusing me of?
对于约伯所问的这个问题，神一个都没有回答。
For all of Job's questions, the Lord didn't answer a single one of them.
但是当约伯的心被他眼睛被神打开的时候，
but when Job's eyes were opened by the Lord,
看见他神他自己的创造的美丽的时候，
when he saw the beauty of God's creation,
看见那个神所创造地上生命的那个奇妙的时候，
but when he saw the wonders of the lives that the Lord had created,
他在俯伏在神的面前，
he bowed before the Lord.
他说我真是卑贱的，我真是说话都那个是无知的。
He said, I've sinned against you, and I was speaking out of ignorance.
我从前呢是风闻有你啊，但是我现在亲眼看见你。
Before I had heard of you, but now I have seen you.
这个看见呢，叫他在炉灰和尘土当中啊，懊悔他自己。
And so he repented in dust and ashes.
约伯他是一个认识神的人。
Job was someone who knew the Lord.
他完全正直敬畏神，远离恶事。
And he was complete and imperfect and blameless and upright.
他对神的认识，他神的经历，可能比我们都来得多。
And his experience and understanding of the Lord could be greater than ours.
但是他在这个最艰难的时候，最那个患难最苦楚最深的时候。
But when he was in the depths of his experience in his trials and tribulations,
神怎么样来安慰他呢？
How did the Lord comfort him?
神怎么样让他的信心再次重新建立起来呢？
How did the Lord cause his faith to grow again?
他在约伯来看他是他自己。
He showed Job the Lord himself.
他看神所示的。
He saw that God is.
他让再一次认识神是。
And to allow him to once again understand that God is.
他是万物的源头。
He is the source of all creation.
他是这宇宙的主宰。
He is the creator of the whole universe.
他是我们生命中的主宰。
He is the Lord of our lives.
当他看见神是的时候,
when he saw that God is,
他俯伏敬拜,
he bowed and worshiped.
那么这再多的难处都过去了,
and all of this difficulty passed by him.
我在想在我们跟随主的路上的时候,
and so when I consider our path with the Lord,
我们的信心最容易受到打击的时候是什么时候呢?
When our faith is
weakest.
At its weakest, what is it?
就是我们在受到患难的时候,
it is when we are in trials.
躺在病床上的时候,
when we are sick in bed.
我们呢,失业多久找不到事的时候,
when we spend so much time without work.
孩子们给你很多的苦楚的时候,
and when our children give us such
difficulty.
We may all be like Job and express all these complaints before the Lord.
神啊,你在哪里?
Lord, where are you?
神啊,你知不知道你在做什么?
Lord, do you know what you're doing?
但愿神带领我们再来看他自己。
May the Lord reveal himself to us once again.
再来看他神所示的。
To see that he is.
当我们在看见神,他就是那个宇宙的源头。
When we see that he is the source of the universe.
他是我们生命的主。
He is the Lord of our lives.
他是宇宙的主宰。
He is the Lord of all creation.
这些难处到过去,
all these difficulties will
pass. 也许呢,这些难处还在我们身边,
these difficulties may be by our side.
也许我们的问题都没有,还没有得到回答,
and our questions may not be answered yet.
但是呢,我们能够俯伏,
but we will still be able to bow.
我们能够再次把我们信心再次投到神的身上。
We will once again be able to put our faith in the Lord.
神啊,我知道,你知道你在做什么。
Lord, you know what you're doing.
神啊,你在掌管一切。
Lord, you are in charge of all things.
我把自己完全交给你。
We put ourselves fully into your hands.
这样我们的信心呢,再一天往前去。
Then our faith would take another step forward.
在这条跟随主的路上,神在我们每件事情上面,把我们信心一天比一天的增长。
And in all things, all our experiences, the Lord would cause our faith to grow day by day.
让我们更能够忠实的信实地跟随他。
And we would be more faithfully following him.
明天祷告,
let's pray.
天父,我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
我们每当举目看你指头所照的天, 和你所陈设的月亮星宿。
When we see the work of your hands, the creation of the sun and the moon and the stars,
我们里头也要发出赞美。
We would offer up our praise.
因为这是说人算什么,你竟顾念他。
And what is man that you care for us?
世人算什么,你竟眷顾他。
The son of man that you would come to visit.
你叫我们呢,这比天使微小一点。 你却要赐给我们荣耀的尊贵为冠冕。
We who are created a little less than the angels, you have given us this crown.
巴不得借着你所创造的美丽的世界。
And for the beautiful universe that you have created.
更多的认识你自己。
Through it, we would know you more.
更多认识你的大能。
More of your great power.
更多认识你的神性。
And your divine nature.
好叫我们能够更多的来信靠你。
That we would be able to trust in you more.
谢谢主,
we thank you, Lord. We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.